You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Solomon Rondon to score in a West Brom win is 6-1. Dimitri Payet to score in a West Ham win is priced up at 4-1. Derek, what do you make of this final game? We obviously saw West Brom sort of put the fire out on Tottenham's title charge on Monday evening. And West Ham just seems to have been drawing a lot of games recently.
Yeah, well, you're duty bound when you're helming this podcast and to describe this fixture as the big West derby. So, you know, edit that one in. This is another fixture that, Jesus Christ, there's some hard ones this weekend, isn't there? I'm proud to say I've called West Brom wrong every single week of the season.
I think everyone has the day. Yeah. There's no continuity with West Brom's performances.
They drive you mad. The fixture at West Ham finished 1-1 earlier in the season. Good result for West Brom, that. This one last season finished in a 2-1 win for West Ham. Now, you'd have to say West Ham looked a better, but 11-10, it's not great, is it? Yeah, I ain't got a clue about this one, to be honest. I haven't. I'll go for West Ham at 11-10, but I'm closing my eyes and just put a pin in the paper. There's not enough in it for West Brom for me to be backed at these kind of odds. And West Ham, I suppose, are still in with it. You know, they still want to finish the season on a high. They're not that far behind Man United. Are they 3 points behind Man United? You know, they could still... Well, they're not going to finish in the top four, but... I don't know.
You
pass card, Derek.
Yeah.
You
can't steal my usual MO of just picking up a pin and sticking it in the paper, Derek. That's my thing. You can't steal that. I think this will be a draw. Actually think the draw's a good bet here. I reckon it's an absolute stick-on. Seven of the last 10 Premier League meetings between West Brom and West Ham have ended in a draw, and it just looks like the likeliest outcome to me. West Ham have had 10 days between games after their win at Watford to prepare for this fixture, and I'm sure Slaven Bilic will keep his troops going. He's one of the managers that you'd expect, even if they have nothing to play for, he'll be able to spark some life into his players. But I'm not sure it's a good thing having that 10-day gap, because they were on a bit of a roll having beaten Watford recently. West Brom are just impossible to predict, because you think they're going to put up one of their usual gritty displays against Arsenal. They roll over, get beat 2-0. Then I reckon on Monday night, Spurs will go down. Spurs at home, they'll trounce them. Yep. And they put up in a real gritty performance and play incredibly well in the second half. I think that Pulis sees himself as a man that can spoil the dreams of others. That's the way he sees himself. And that game against Spurs, he clearly enjoyed getting the point there.
That reminds me of someone else I know that does, Dave. A certain someone who watches a horse race, and even if he's backed a horse, if he knows someone else has backed another horse, he would rather that horse loses.
Yes, the death riders. Is Dave? Are you one of them, Dave?
A death certain rider. Mr. Kalman, yeah.
I used to work with loads of those people.
That's slanderous, Sam. I've been known to do that, Derek. I've been known to do that.
I actually admire you for that.
If you're looking at goal scorers in this fixture, maybe have a look at Saido Berahino to get on the score sheet. 14 of his 18 Premier League goals that have been scored since the start of last season have come at the Hawthorns, so he could get on the score sheet. But this is nailed on all day long. Draw. 8-11 it will be after this fixture. I'm going with the draw. I think it's a good price as well, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.